The opinions expressed on the ACB Media Network are those of the respective program contributors and cannot be assumed to serve as endorsements of products or views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss meets Accessible Pharmacy. This is January 22nd, and it's so good morning, and in some places, cases good afternoon. So we're going to meet with Accessible Pharmacy today, and we have Andy Bursting and Marianne.
Grignon.
I totally lost your
That's
last
okay.
Name.
Grignon. For now.
Grignon.
It's okay, Jeanette. That's okay, honey. That's fine.
So, Andy, why don't you tell us how Accessible Pharmacy got started, the history a little bit?
All right. Hey, Jeanette, thank you so much for including us today. Big picture. And welcome, everyone. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen to what Marianne and I have to say. Happy New Year, everyone. I just learned that I can stay Happy New Year till Valentine's Day. So I'll keep waving that flag. Happy New Year, everyone. Marianne, do you want to go first or want me to go first?
You do the history first, and then I'll tell them what we do.
Cool.
How's that? We'll do our usual show.
Perfect. All right. So we are Accessible Pharmacy Services. The background of our company, we're a relatively new company. We're approaching our fourth year in business. I recognize some of your names, by the way, so you get to hear our story again. But there's some new updates. We're working on some new things now, and it's been very lucky. We've actually been able to grow. We launched our company in the beginning of the pandemic, and we've been very fortunate. We've had a great deal of support from consumers, from patients, from friends and allies in the community, from government agencies, from healthcare providers. So, for those of you who are not familiar with us, the company started about 6 years ago. Let me take a step back. Here's the punchline. We are Accessible Pharmacy Services. We are a home delivery pharmacy service and healthcare company. We specialize in patients who are blind and have low vision. We are the only provider of its kind in the world. And we are the largest blind-owned healthcare company in the United States. And everything that we do is about merging healthcare and accessibility and empowering patients who work with us to manage their medication more independently, manage their diabetes more independently, their overall healthcare more independently, and to live healthier lives. And it's a work in progress. And we've been very fortunate. We're still growing. The background of our business is the idea started about 6 years ago. There's a guy who I met through Little League. I live in Philadelphia, by the way. So there's a guy I knew through Little League. Our kids used to play ball together. His name was Alex. His name still is Alex. I didn't know too much about Alex. He was a nice guy. Our kids were friendly. His kids were good ball players. We lived near each other. And Alex is blind. And at the time, I was running a healthcare marketing firm. And we were trying to develop strategies around accessibility in general. We had some solutions, some ideas. And I was like, I'm going to reach out to that blind guy from Little League. I'm going to pick his brain a little bit. Maybe I can learn a little bit about, just his experience. So we got together for a cup of coffee. And I didn't know too much about him other than those things I just mentioned. Alex's story is he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in his late teens. He went to college at UNLV in Las Vegas because he wanted to be in the hospitality industry. And he moved back to Philadelphia upon graduation and got a job as an assistant general manager of a hotel in Philadelphia. But by the time he reached 25, his usable eyesight had basically gone and realized there weren't too many opportunities for blind hotel managers. So he went back to school, got an MBA, and ultimately earned a PhD from Drexel University. And he wrote his doctoral dissertation on, loosely on the consumer experience in America for blind consumers. And within it, there was an analysis on healthcare. And so here I'm thinking like, I'll hang out with Alex, whatever. We'll talk about our kids. We'll talk about baseball. We'll have coffee. Maybe I'll learn something. Little did I know that Alex is arguably the foremost expert in the world when it comes to evaluating and researching the consumer experience in America for blind consumers. And so this one-time cup of coffee became a pretty regular occurrence. We would keep meeting and brainstorming ideas. And then we would reconcile those ideas with his research. And when it came to healthcare, he really helped me understand his personal challenges of him managing his own medication and healthcare, managing his children's, and also what his research was documenting. And so we decided to write a business plan that focused on merging healthcare and accessibility. And we brought on a third business partner, Dr. Jason Barrett. And Jason, he's a doctorate in pharmacy. And he spent the first 20 years of his career really focusing on medication management strategies for people with cognitive and intellectual disabilities. And so we met Jason, we hit it off immediately. And this was obviously, this was pre-pandemic, right? So we were able to hold focus groups in greater Philadelphia area with blind adults. We had some support from the Pennsylvania ACB. Alex had been working on a research project with the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and we got some support from them. Kirk Adams, the former president of the AFB, was incredibly generous with his with introductions and time and insight. We drove down to Baltimore and spent a day at the NFB headquarters and got feedback from some of their team. And we decided to launch the company in April 2020. And, you know, at the time, it was like the same day the pandemic started, we started our company. And at the time, you know, we were like everyone else. We're like, oh, it's like the flu. It'll be over in a month. But we all know what transpired. But fast forward to today, we now employ approximately 65 people. About 25% of our staff are blind or low vision themselves. We operate in 29 states, as well as DC and Puerto Rico. And we're growing. And what's cool about our growth is our growth comes in different ways. Our growth comes geographically. We get licensed in new states. We move into new markets. But the exciting growth is actually like the growth that we get from our patients. Our patients not only benefit from our services, our patients' function is almost like our extended market research team. And on a routine basis, we get alerted by our patients about solutions that exist in the marketplace, accessibility solutions, new technology, new apps, new educational programs, new nonprofit organizations who are doing creative, interesting things, new businesses in the healthcare space and in traditional consumer space who are doing things to be more accessible and more inclusive and more supportive of individuals who are blind when it comes to healthcare. And in addition, what's interesting is that while our core competency is still working with individuals who are blind and low vision, that's where we came from. You know, slowly other populations have gravitated towards us just because of the nature of our business model. And so we work pretty extensively in the deafblind community, in the deaf community, in the paralysis community. We work with individuals with cognitive and intellectual disabilities, with refugees and asylum seekers. Our biggest category is, and this crosses all those populations I just mentioned, is the diabetes space. 53% of our patients have diabetes. And what's the common denominator amongst each of those populations that I just mentioned is they each have their own barriers of access to healthcare. And what we as a company do is work with those individuals on a one-on-one basis and try to figure out, you know, what combination of education and support and packaging and labeling, you know, how do we make their experience as accessible as possible? And how do we help them live healthier lives? And so I'm going to stop talking for a little bit. I'm going to pass the microphone to my colleague, Mary Ann, and she'll build upon that story, and I'll jump back in.
Okay. Hello. Some of you out there already know me fairly well from being a host around here and other ways. Before I get into everything that Accessible Pharmacy does, I'll just tell you who I am. I've been blind since birth. I raised two daughters largely on my own without the benefit of an accessible pharmacy type service. I worked as a legal assistant for over 10 years. I've been active in ACB as an advocate and a mentor, and most recently in the community. In addition to working for Accessible Pharmacy Services, which I've been doing since 2022, I am trying to build a virtual assistance company working for solo practitioner attorneys. And I started with Accessible Pharmacy Services right after the 2022 PCB convention, when I heard that they would be hiring in Florida for an outreach specialist where I was living at the time. And I thought it would be wonderful to work for a company with integrity and innovation, and really fits into my own wheelhouse of trying to help people with vision loss live productive lives of self-reliance and independence. So get now into what Accessible Pharmacy is all about. So the first thing I want to say is that Accessible Pharmacy Services for the Blind, the part that makes it accessible is provided free of charge. So all of the services that make us accessible, like accessible labeling, accessible packaging, and all of the support that we provide is and the delivery of medications is all provided free of charge. So that's the first thing to know about us. And before I tell you in which ways, in the ways that we are accessible, I'll tell you the kinds of things that Accessible Pharmacy carries as a pharmacy. So we carry most medications, the same medications that are carried throughout the mainstream pharmacies, accessible medical devices, such as talking blood pressure monitors, the smaller things, thermometers and such. We carry a full line, a full range of diabetic supplies, from insulin to glucose monitoring systems and everything in between. We carry a number of different over-the-counter infant medications, like infant Tylenol, a tummy remedy, a cold remedy, and a cough remedy, that are single doses that are pre-measured for parents. So each dose is already measured out. We can provide your pet meds packaged and labeled accessibly, the same way that you might have your own labeled. These do not include things like flea and tick remedies, and heartworm, which are much easier just to get from your vet. But for instance, if your pet has seizures, or your guide dog, your service animal has seizures, we can provide those kinds of medications or insulin, anything that's vet prescribed, we can provide in the kind of packaging that is accessible to you. And of course, we provide all kinds of over-the-counter things like vitamins and supplements and, over-the-counter meds like that. And again, they would all be packaged and labeled accordingly. So the three pillars of accessibility are accessible packaging, accessible labeling, and support. Get down here. Okay, so we'll start with the accessible labeling. We can label in large print, in standard print, on a black background or on a white background, letters on a white background or letters on a black background. We can label in Braille, first or second grade Braille, and we can label with a couple of different audible options. So one of our audible options is ScriptTalk. We have a good relationship with them, and we can put ScriptTalk labels. They are made by Envision America. We can use their labels to label your medications. We also have a good relationship with WayAround, so we can also use the WayAround tags to label your medications. If any of you don't know what those things are, you can ask us later, but I think most of you are familiar with both of those types of labeling systems. And both of them offer free apps that you can use to access the labels. Okay, and as of recently, we can label in print in 200 different languages, and audible labels, we can label in approximately 50 different languages. So if English is not your primary language, we can accommodate you for sure. Okay. Our accessible packaging. Now, this is an area, all of, as Andy said, to start with, we're ever growing. So we're ever learning about new technologies. We're ever exploring new packaging options. So what I'm telling you now is, you know, it's what we have for this very moment, but it can change, and it does change all the time. So we can package, excuse me, your meds in the same kinds of bottles that are available through your regular pharmacy, the childproof, smaller childproof bottles. We can package in larger bottles that are, that would accommodate someone who has some dexterity issues, maybe arthritis, other dexterity issues. We have this ability to package in the same kind of packaging that Amazon uses, the pill pack. We have cellophane, we have disposable pill organizers. They can be organized by the month. We can send a sheet of organized of disposable packets that are by the week. It's all according to what your needs are and what you're comfortable with. We are working with Temple University to try and develop a bottle that is will work for people who have very serious dexterity issues and neurological issues, spinal cord injuries and such, to find a bottle that would accommodate their needs. And all of this is determined in the first phone call. So what happens when you decide that accessible pharmacy is something that you'd like to try? You give us a call or you write me an email, I hook you up, and you have your first conversation with their pharmacist and their staff, and they get all kinds of information from you. Aside from the stuff you'd think of, like who your insurance company is, who your doctors are, what are your medications, they talk to you about your level of technology expertise. They talk to you about what your dexterity level is, and tell you about some of the options that they have and decide what you'd like to try. And I say try because if that first shot, if you get your meds and you're like, this is a little awkward, I'm not, can I try something else? They'll package them differently for you. So it's an ongoing relationship between yourself and Accessible Pharmacy Services. One of the other really awesome things about Accessible Pharmacy Services is that they will liaison between you, your doctor, and the pharmacy from which you are coming, from which you are transferring. So you need not get involved in any of that. And I personally think that that's one of our biggest selling points, because so many times you have to do all of the legwork, all of the paperwork, and they really take that on for you. And so it takes away so much of the anxiety of health management and medication management. So lastly, I will talk about how we are supportive of our patients. So just a little bit ago, a little over a month ago, we held our second annual health expo for blind people, where we had over 110 vendors and exhibitors and a couple thousand attendees. And it was all virtual. It was held on a Friday for several hours. And that's our second annual. We've held awesome webinars on blindness and diabetes, breast cancer and the blind and blind women. We've done seminars to do comparison. We've done a comparison of a couple of the major glucose monitoring systems. We did a webinar on eye drop administration. We did a fantastic webinar on blindness and mental health. And that leads us to one of our next adventures, which is to do a blindness and mental health summit that will take up a good part of a day, where we'll have speakers and exhibitors, you know, vendors, people to talk about different aspects of blindness and mental health. We are available through Be My Eyes under specialized services. You can do a video call with us through Be My Eyes. And our website is accessible. Our pharmacists and customer service representatives are provided with sensitivity training so that when you call, you're not going to feel like this person is not going to understand my problem. I'm blind. They're not going to understand how to talk with me and get me to understand what I need to know. So they're all trained. They all have sensitivity training. And again, Be My Eyes is a great way to, let's say you get a new device and you're not sure how to work it. They'll be able to video call with you and go through and help you get some instruction on that. They'll do home tests with you if you need to. And let's say you get a batch of pills and you drop a couple from the daily thing and you don't know which one is which now. You can just, hold them up, show them the pills. And it's a great way to link with somebody sighted when you're in a pinch. We also are, all of our staff are adept at using video relay services for people who are deaf and blind or deaf. And so they've all been trained. We are also working with the Helen Keller Institute to develop an app that folks can use who are hearing impaired and possibly and sight impaired, so that the app will read medication either via text that they can read with their eyes, that they can listen to, or that will hook up to their Braille display. So we're working on developing that app with the Helen Keller Institute. And I think that I've given you the information that I intended to give you. Yes.
I think that was awesome. I'll add a few more things. One is Marianne referred to like the talking medication labels. I'll demonstrate one for those of you who are not familiar with it. This is an app I'm using on my phone. So give me one second. Let me just turn my phone on.
Patient name, Jane Washington. Medication, furosemide 40 milligrams. Instructions, take one tablet B mouth once daily. Quantity, 60. Fill date, February 16, 2023. Expiration date, February 15, 2024.
All right, you get the gist of it. And it goes all the way down and tells you everything you need to know about the meds. There's also a fast scan. It's great for someone, who just did for a combination of individuals, someone that may have a loss of eyesight. We find a lot of our patients who use this also have a lot of individuals with who are sighted, who just have cognitive disabilities or dementia, who need a reminder and an explanation about, how to take their medication.
I did forget one thing.
Oh, please go ahead.
Because you reminded me just now when you said that. So what I always tell people is that this is a great, obviously it's a company for those of us who are blind or visually impaired to take our own medications. However, lots of the time we are caretakers for other people, for people in our home. And those people might be sighted, but they might be ailing. So we can get their medications and probably should anybody who lives in the house, we can get medications packaged for them as well, whether they're sighted or whether they're a person with vision loss. So it can be a tremendous tool for somebody who's a caretaker.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Also, Marianne was referring to some of our educational webinars. It's cool. Our biggest webinar last year was actually one that we did on blindness and mental health. And we had some really cool speakers. We ended up having 1,900 people register for it, which significantly exceeded our expectations. The speakers were pretty interesting. We had our chief medical officer spoke about psychotropic drugs, spoke about genomic testing. We had someone from the 988 hotline. The 988 hotline used to be the suicide prevention hotline, but during the pandemic, it got expanded to the mental health hotline. And so anyone with any mental health issues, you simply dial 988 instead of dialing 911, dial 988. And there's a national network of social workers available for free support. We had someone from the Eye to Eye Foundation, which is actually affiliated with Rutgers University in New Jersey. And it's a peer-to-peer support group. that's been growing pretty nicely. We had Pam Shaw, who is the chairwoman of the ACB's Mental Health Committee, speak about resources that are available not only through the ACB, but nationally for individuals. We had this really cool woman. She's a therapist. She's a very large practice in Philadelphia. She's blind herself. And she just spoke about like mental health 101, going to therapy 101, how to advocate for yourself effectively if you were blind or low vision. And so I'll use that as a segue. Just about 2.5 hours ago, we pushed out an email notification and added something to our website on June. Hold on, let me just check the date again. June 14th. Because of the level of interest that we had in the blindness and mental health webinar. And by the way, it's interesting. We don't capture too much information from people who register, but about 20% of the people who registered had .gov email addresses. About 20% had .org email addresses. About 5% had .edu email addresses. And the rest were, you know, generic. We have no idea who they are. A combination of, you know, consumers and patients, et cetera, and personal emails. We're actually on June 14th, we are hosting the Blindness and Mental Health Summit. That was the name we came up with like 2 weeks ago. And it's essentially building upon that webinar where we're going to have a collection of speakers speaking about different angles and different topics within the mental health and blindness category. And we're going to have a virtual exhibit hall related to it as well. So anyone can come. It's free to attend. You can listen to the speakers. You can browse the virtual booths and learn from some of these organizations, some of the services that they provide to the community. You can find this information on our website. Our website, for those of you who don't know, is accessiblepharmacy.com. It's a screen reader friendly website. It has large fonts. If you want some information and you're having a challenge with the website, feel free to email info@accessiblepharmacy.com and we can help you get registered or send you information. If you're interested in becoming a patient, please call us. Our information's on the website. You can also ask that woman on your phone, SIRI. I won't say her name, so in order to not activate everyone's phones, just ask SIRI, say, call Accessible Pharmacy, and you get put through. Or you can ask that other woman at home, Alexa, to call Accessible Pharmacy, and she'll put you through. We are the healthcare partner for Be My Eyes, so you can find us in the specialized help section of Be My Eyes. And just call us, and you know, we'll do all the work for you. We'll reach out to your insurance company to confirm eligibility. We'll reach out to your prescribers. We'll review all your medication. And if you want to move forward with us, the next time you do for your meds, it'll just show up on your front door. While I have a chance, for those of you who were trying to get in touch with us last Thursday or Friday, we had a power outage, which was a fiasco, I'm sure you can imagine. So if anyone tried to call us on Thursday or Friday and couldn't get through, that's why we apologize, but we're back stronger than ever. And hopefully we'll have sunnier days and spring is in the air. And we won't have to deal with snow and power outages again. But Marianne, is there anything else you want to add? If not, why don't
we? Yeah, I do. I want to say that one of the things that makes this an outstanding company is that you don't have to be a patient to join our webinars. I mean, sure, we hope that you love us, but you don't. It's just, the webinars are a service that Accessible Pharmacy Services provides to the blindness community. And I think that's pretty spectacular.
Hmm. Oh, Marianne, can we spend like a minute though and just talk about like DPP and how that's going to ultimately blow up, hopefully?
Sure. So the diabetic, we have this year, back in July, we'll call it, we began a journey through the CDC. Two of us became certified, as myself being one and another woman in Pennsylvania, the other, diabetic lifestyle coaches. And what we hold is a weekly class, we'll call it, or support group on diabetic prevention. I will say for now, unfortunately, it is restricted to Delaware and Pennsylvania, but we're hoping that that will change and we'll be able to offer it on a more wide, a wider range. So, you know, we both of us, I think, run it much like a support group. We have a topic. We have materials that we send out in advance. And we talk to people about eating habits and exercise and, you know, how to get around some of the snags that we find in eating healthy. And it's a year-long program. A lot of insurance companies cover it. And then it's of no cost to the patient when it's covered. It's frankly not very expensive, even if you're not covered, but it is covered by a wide range of insurance companies. And again, we're hoping that at some point on the journey, it will be expanded to include other states.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. So we think we're close on that. The hope is that later in the spring, we can expand it nationally. And also add in the program that Marianne's speaking about is a pre-diabetes program. We've been in discussions with the Center for Disease Control to also do a diabetes program. So our hope is that when we're in full stride, we'll be able to do the program nationally. It's all virtual, but do it nationally, be able to help individuals who are pre-diabetic, be able to help individuals who have diabetes, and just, you know, help them live healthier lives. We're also, it's interesting, we have the CDC also asked us to develop a program in American Sign Language as well for that. And we have our first cohort for the pre-diabetes program that's going to be taught in sign language at the end of February as well. So we're pretty excited about that too. And so, you know, as I mentioned, like when I first got started with this, like this is a work in progress. We're still learning. We're still growing, you know, figuring out ways to be more accessible, figuring out ways to provide additional healthcare solutions and services in a way that isn't really being offered elsewhere, and doing it in a way that empowers people to live healthier lives. So that being said, Danette and Doug, thank you again. Thanks for having us. Is there anything else you want us to add or say, or do you want us to just answer questions, or we'll follow your lead? But thank you again.
Let's answer questions. But before we get to that, I want to say how important Accessible Pharmacy and how supportive they have been for me. For me, they say Accessible Pharmacy said they delivered my monthly supply of meds. But all I knew is it wasn't that I didn't have it in my hot little hand. Well, it wasn't Accessible Pharmacy's fault. It was my mailman did not leave the key in my box. So, I didn't think my monthly supply of box could fit in the storage things of the mailboxes. Well, one of your employees saw where I lived in my complex, and then he saw my mailboxes. He said that it could fit. And we had to track down my mail lady, and because she didn't put the key in my box, that was finally found, and it no Accessible Pharmacy's fault, but it was the mail person's fault. But yeah, he took it upon himself to look and see, will this box fit in these holes? And it would have, and it did. So,
out of curiosity, do you know who that was at the pharmacy who helped you?
That was a few years ago, and I don't remember.
Also, thank you so much for sharing that story. That's awesome.
Yes, it's very good. Okay, so now we'll go for questions. If you have any questions for Andy or Marianne, just raise your hand, and Sheila will call on you.
Since we'll check with Clubhouse later. I'm a co-facilitator, I'm going to jump in and
go ahead, Doug. Yeah.
First. What's the turnaround? So let me give you an example. My wife and I are Kaiser people, Kaiser Permanente, and I am signed up. So when I can, you know, I can get my prescriptions mail ordered to me with the Envision label on it. So, you know, and I've got the machine to read it. But that's mail order, and it takes a while. And there are occasions, for example, if I go to the dentist and I have a medication that the dentist has given me that, I usually want to start sooner than I would get it from Kaiser. So what kind of turnaround do you guys have?
Well, sure. Marianne, can I answer that?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So are you speaking about like a temporary remedy, like an antibiotic?
Yeah, or a beefed up ibuprofen, you know. And, yeah.
All right. So for chronic medication, for monthly medication that you're getting refills on, once you're signed up with us, it shows up automatically on your front door every month. Okay. We try to get it so it's about a week in advance. We provide automatic refill management. So it's automated, and we'll give you a heads up with time in advance if you need to get a prescription renewed. We'll reach the prescribers as well, just to give them a heads up in the event that something needs to be renewed as well. And so it's transparent. If it's a temporary remedy, let's say like you, I'll give you a personal example of mine. This happened about a little over a year now. I woke up in the morning and I had strep throat. And I knew it was strep throat because I've had strep throat before. I know exactly what it feels like. And so I reached out to my doctor's office and I was able to get on, I think like about an 8:30 telehealth call. And I explained to my physician like my symptoms and how I felt. And she was like, do you want to come in and I can do a strep test? And I was like, I have no interest in coming in to get a strep test. So she agreed with my, you know, amateur diagnosis. And she asked if I wanted a prescription for an antibiotic, which I did. Now, put this into context. I own a pharmacy, right? I had a few options. And she gave me these options. So here were my options. I could have gotten in my car and driven 40 minutes to our distribution center and picked up my medication, which I did not want to do. I could have had a medical courier deliver my medication to me later that afternoon. But there are two problems with that. One is I wanted to get started as soon as possible. And two, medical couriers are a fortune. I could have had it overnighted to my house and had it first thing the next morning. But similarly, I wanted to get it first, you know, in my belly as soon as possible. And the fourth option is there was a local pharmacy near me. And, you know, I ended up choosing that option because once, and this is for anyone, once you're under our care, if you need a quick remedy for something, we will help you figure out the best way to get that medication to you. So in my situation, in this case, my pharmacy, the pharmacy I own, the accessible pharmacy, contacted this local pharmacy, coordinated all the payment information with them, and my pharmacy called me back and said, hey, in about a half hour, you can stop by that local place, which is two blocks from my house, and I can pick it up. And that was the solution I chose.
Or there might be a pharmacy in your area that delivers that they could call to and say, here's a prescription. You know, we need this delivered to them.
Yeah, so exactly. So
whatever the best option would be.
The punchline for that long-winded story is, Doug, yeah, exactly. Whatever works for you. Once you're under our care, we will work with you to figure out how to best get you medicated.
But those, those solutions did not have the accessible, you know, for example, the RFID tag.
Oh, you're right. And that's where you have to, like, you know, weigh the pros and cons of it. Like, you know, there's a few options available. What are the best ones for you as far as accessibility, as far as efficiency and timing, and cost?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about how ScriptTalk works? And is this
accessible pharmacy? That.
Is accessible pharmacy available in every state, or it's not with every insurance?
No, good. So good question. We're in 29 states now, mm-hmm. as well as Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. And on our website, there's a tab called Service Area. You can see mm-hmm. which states we're approved in. As far as insurance policies, we take most insurance policies. And you have to remember, there are tens of thousands of insurance policies in the United States. So we take most of them. You know, obviously in states where we've been active a longer time, we have a much better penetration amongst the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. You also asked about ScriptTalk, and there's no charge for ScriptTalk. ScriptTalk, for those of you who aren't familiar with ScriptTalk, you know, and Doug touched on it, the company is called Envision America. They make a product, it's a talking label called ScriptTalk. It's essentially, it's called an RFID sticker. So it's a circular sticker, it's about an inch in size. It has a microchip embedded in it. And what we do is we upload the medication information to that microchip, and then we place that sticker on any of the packaging that Marianne mentioned. And then either using a standalone device, which is about the size of a clock radio, or a free app that you can download on your phone, you simply scan it and it reads the medication information out loud.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, and if you don't have a smartphone, you do have that other clock size thing available.
Yeah, exactly. Just contact us. We'll connect you to Envision America. They'll send you that free device. And it's pretty simple. You simply put the package on top of the device, push the button, and it reads out loud.
Okay, perfect.
And the way around labels function in a similar way. So the company's called Way Around, and the product's called Waytag. It's similar technology. For those of you who aren't familiar with Waytag, it's a really cool company. It was started by a father and a daughter. The father's blind. And it's a home labeling system. So you can actually buy those stickers, and using an app, you can populate the stickers, and you can place those stickers on, food in your kitchen, packaged foods. They have washable labels that you can put on your clothing. So you can scan your clothing and know what you're wearing it color-wise. So we're pretty excited to work with them too.
All right. So Sheila, is there any hands raised?
Yes, ma'am. Larry, you may unmute.
Hey, Larry, you're still on mute. My dad's name's Larry.
Larry, if you didn't get the F6 key to get the
Oh,
okay
there you go.
button, there you
Oh,
are.
there you go.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. My screen went dark. I have vision impairment, and I have those Script Talk labels and whatnot. How do you dispose of those labels so that they cannot be read by people who want to do other things with the
Oh,
information?
that's really interesting. I thought you were going to go down the path of like the environmental angle. Like, are they environmentally destructive? I'm not, and I was going to say, I wouldn't say they're good for the environment, but they're not necessarily causing too much damage. I would argue if you, it's a round sticker. It's about an inch long. If you peeled it off and folded it a few times, it would corrupt the integrity of the microchip, and it would not be readable.
Okay, because
Probably if you wet it too.
what I've been doing is I've been cutting it up, like when I cut the label that comes with it too, the traditional pharmacy label. I tape I tap the I tape the RFID thing to the label, and I just slice and dice and julienne to very small pieces, and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah,
But
that'll work too.
that'll
That's a
work
great
too.
question, though.
I gotta be honest with you, Larry. No one's ever asked that question before. That's a good question.
I always ask questions that nobody's ever asked.
Good for you.
Been doing that since I was a kid.
Right.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Sheila, any more
You're welcome.
hands?
No, ma'am. And
Larry,
Clubhouse.
it's interesting. I've heard this before, but I've never tried it. I heard that a magnet can corrupt the chip. Although I've never actually tried taking one and rubbing it with a magnet to see if it's poison or not.
That would be interesting to try. My Apple Watch charger is a magnet.
Right.
Maybe I rub the chip against that. Maybe I never charge my phone, my watch again. Who knows?
Right,
Time
sounds
will
good.
tell.
Yeah, thanks for the question.
You're welcome.
All right, Chanel from Clubhouse.
Oops. Okay, yes, you can hear me. So we have Carrie. Sorry, Carrie, I had to mute you. So go ahead and
Hi. I had a question. So in our family, we have, like, me and my husband have both had bariatric surgery. So, like, any medication we get, we have to get along with, like, a bariatric vitamin, which is not a prescription. And I'm wondering, can people get, like, over-the-counter stuff accessibilized and packaged and pay, like, the regular price they would pay for that over-the-counter medication?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely. We have over-the-counter med, we have vitamins, we have nutritional supplements, and they all can be packaged in accessible packaging and labeled with accessible labeling for no extra charge.
That is awesome.
All right, Jane.
Oh, hey, Jane.
Hello. Which California is not one of the.
I know, Jane. We're coming soon. Pharmacies, yeah. Yeah, we've spoken I before. Jane, you're the first person I'm going to call in California.
Yes.
Let me get approved.
Thank you. But on a serious note, when you deal with these medications, can you reuse the ScriptTok labels if you. Well, I mean, they're not like.
Yes.
In other words, can you make your
own? Yes, but the problem with it. Well, if you're using the ScriptTok, you can't make your own. But if you reuse the ScriptTok label, it won't be accurate because the fill date, the prescription in.
Good point, Marianne. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, it might not be what you need. Like, the next month will be the label will be a little bit different because it'll be a little month later. So you probably don't want to use them, reuse them.
That's a good. That I'm glad you brought that up, Marianne. I was going to say, yeah, you probably can, but you're right. There's a problem with it because it'll say like, you know, there's two refills left on this prescription, and if you're
when there's not
one, you wouldn't know that. Right. And then for us, it's like, don't forget, these stickers cost us a lot of money. So from a financial standpoint, I'd prefer for people to reuse it, but for safety purposes and for making sure the information is current and accurate, we'd rather replace them on a new prescription.
Okay, that's all you've got right now, doesn't it?
Okay. You know, for me, I use Accessible Pharmacy, and I have been for a couple of years now. And they, I take pills morning and night only. And they do, they put them in like a pill pocket. It's a booklet. And there's four pockets, but I only use the first and the third pocket. And that they have just given me, like, it's a round thing that has a plastic round thing that has a pokey thing at the bottom of it that you put in the hole and you make it and you wiggle it around to make the hole open. And then you get your pills out and that makes it so much easier because now I'm not filling my own pills.
Totally. We actually have a lot of patients who have like, you know, dexterity mobility issues and they love those little like circular cups to catch the pill. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy, Marianne, one of the medications I take, I a half a pill a day, and would you guys work with that?
Oh yeah, we can cut your pills for you,
and then
and there's no charge for it unless if you're in Philadelphia, you have to buy me a beer or a cup of coffee.
So then you back in the bottle that it came in, or would you put it in kind of a pocket or how
it depends. You get to choose the packaging you want. So whatever packaging you want, we would just split the pills up into that, you know, daily dose or that time of the day.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Chanel.
Yes, we have Viv Norris in Clubhouse.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I have a question. I was hearing that you guys can preload like liquid medications for children.
Yes, right now we have over-the-counter meds.
That's what I was going to ask. Is
something we really
antibiotics like something that can be done? I know maybe not because of the refrigeration, but I was wondering if that's maybe in the works.
So there's, it's more complicated than we thought, and there's a few reasons for this. You can imagine. There's a few things. The first is, right now, we as a pharmacy are licensed to practice pharmaceutical medication to pick, pack, and ship and break down packaging. In order to get licensed to break down liquid medication and repackaging it, there's another level of certification. There's another level of insurance that has to happen, and another level of like sterility of our facility. That's the first thing. The second challenge is once you break down a master pack of liquid into sub packs, you change the expiration date. And it requires a whole new level of knowledge that all of our pharmacists need to acquire. That's not to say it's not doable, but it's a lot more complicated than we thought. And so the over-the-counter stuff, we found a company that actually already does that for a handful of over-the-counter remedies. It's interesting. It's a company that actually packages them for people who are traveling. So if you're traveling with your kids, you can get, you know, children's Tylenol in a pre-poured liquid dose for traveling. We found that it's a great solution for someone, you know, in the population we serve. And so, so that being said, it's something we'd like to expand into, but we're just not there yet.
How about a tactile syringe, maybe, to where when the doctor tells you at what level you're supposed to give it, you can feel it, since they don't have anything quite like that.
They actually
do. A bunch of tactile syringes. It's interesting. Okay. One, there's tactile syringes. Two, we support a lot of patients on Be My Eyes with liquid measurements. So a patient can call us and one of the pharmacists can hop on Be My Eyes and support them. We're actually engaged in a project with University of Pennsylvania's Graduate School of Engineering. They are developing a mechanical device that can, with meticulous accuracy, pour liquid meds. So we literally just signed the some documentation with them. They sent us their business plan. So it's not ready for the market yet. It's probably going to be another 2 years, but there's something like that in the works. We also have been playing with Be My Eyes has a new element of their solution. It's an artificial intelligence solution that they wanted us to be part of the beta test for to determine if we can accurately identify liquid measurements. It's not there yet. We're not comfortable recommending it to people, but it's a few years away from being accurate. So if you haven't tried that, if you have the Be My Eyes app, it's called Be My AI. It's a new tab that exists that's on there. And it's pretty incredible. You could take a photograph of anything that's in front of you and it can give you meticulous, detailed explanation of what's happening. And our hope is that it's a few years away from being able to accurately measure liquids as well. So coming soon, it's a work in progress. We invite you, if you bump into a solution, please let us know.
In the meantime, as a person who's had to navigate that when I was raising my daughters, there are tactile syringes out there that you can pull medicine up through. And Amazon has some of those.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, Danette, you're down to 5 minutes and there are no more hands.
Okay, so I'll make a comment. A question for Andy. So I do, one of my meds is supposed to be broken half. Instead of me breaking it in half, you guys would do that?
Yeah, why don't you call and we should be able to help you with that. Obviously, unless it's like something like, certain things are easier to break in half than others. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously if it's like a capsule with like little things in it, it's not.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's also predicated on what our insurance, what your insurance company will allow us to do. But we do work with a lot of patients to break pills in half.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Danette, you do have one more hand.
Okay.
Beth, go ahead.
Is accessible pharmacy available in New Mexico?
No, not yet.
Oh, man.
Coming soon. We're in Arizona. If you want to cross the border, we'll hook you up.
And I would love to attend your webinar on June 14th. And
how about this? Shoot us an email, info@accessiblepharmacy.com, and we'll get you signed up.
Okay, do you have a toll-free number I could call? Because
Beth, I will give that to you. I will call you and give that to you.
We should give it here anyway.
Okay, yeah, you can give it here.
Uh-huh. Well, how about this? If you want to get registered for the webinar, don't call our 800 number. That's going to the pharmacy team.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, oh you should email Andy. So I'll give you a shortcut. Email me.
she doesn't do email.
Oh.
I have an email, but I kind of have an email, but I don't have a computer.
How about this? I'm going to give you my cell phone number. I'm rushing out after this, but if you want to call me or text me, I'll follow up with you and I'll find out. So my cell phone number is 267.
Okay, yes.
968.
267-968-0342.
Uh-huh. 0342. And I'll get you signed up.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Beth. So we have about 5 minutes. So, Doug, you want to say some closing remarks about AABL?
Sure. What do I want to say? Well, first of all, I've been amazed. We've been getting new members about one a week. So we're really a growing organization of people who are older and have visual problems. And we do have some support, but we also put you to work and opportunities that you can participate in, from the local to the state to the national levels. And we have this monthly call. I could write a book, and it's just us getting together talking about the crazy stuff that's happened to us, and that we've been through in our lives and that kind of thing. So that's a once a month call also. So if you want to join us, first of all, if you want to find out more about us, you can go to our website, which is http://www.aavl-blind-seniors.org. And if you have any questions about the organization, I'm the president, and so you can get it. You can email president@aavl-blind-seniors.org. If you go to the website, we have membership information, PayPal, and Zelle. Mm-hmm. And it's only $15 a year.
Yeah. All right. Okay, it's about a 1 minute, Tal. Yep.
Yep. Thank you to Danette. Thank you to Sheila, Chanel,
and Andy and Marianne. Thank you so much. And we are
absolutely
out of time. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, everybody.